So I think when we take a historical perspective on standard languages, and we try to look at how standard languages, which govern a lot of our life, our lives nowadays, how they came about, how this process of standardization worked, but also sort of what is part of the arbitrariness of language norms there, and how standard languages are also ideological constructs and are things that are constructed over the course of language history by ways of people thinking about language. I think that makes us realize what standard language norms mean today, makes us realize the maybe limited impact of discussions about norms, but it also helps us tackle issues of linguistic insecurity, feelings of linguistic inferiority, linguistic discrimination, and so on.